So we're holding on Tesama Beis, I think.
I think so as well.
Amrabai, we did already Avanam and Tanino?
Yeah, I think Amrabai
Yehuda Amrishmoel. Okay. Amr Yehuda Amrishmoel, Ha'arim Pesach Basuch, Matzasi, Neman Lahasid Aksuvas. Now you remember Rashi, in the beginning of the Sukkah, by Nimrod Lo Israel Love, Rashi pointed out that he's not believed, according to Rabbi Elazar, she's not believed to be mafter, he's not believed to be mafter her the ksuba. Right? He's believed to make her oster, because she's not mafter, but not to be mafter the ksuba. Comes along Rabbi Huram Shmuel and says, Arvim Pesim Sul Matzasi is Nimrod Lo Shita Ksuba. Okay. And the more is going to work this through. Omer Rav Yosef Maika Mashmon. What's the chiddush of what is this chiddush of Shmuel Chara? Tanina, it's in the Mishnah. The Mishnah later on says, "Hachol Itzel Chama BeYehuda Shlo BeEdim." So in Yehuda, where they allowed them, like the Mishnah is going to say, to be Mizyachar with her, and they're together without any other type of, you know, proof to see whether anything had happened, whether he had done a ma'aseh bia with her or not. And Yochel Bita Tanis Pesulim, Mineshe Misiachanima BeYehuda. So later on, when they do the Nesuin, he comes and claims Tanis Pesulim, he's not believed because very possibly he was the one who did it, because he's Misiachanima. Okay. Now Zot the Gemara, Rabbi Yosef is being medayik from the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda who delo motzitoyin, Habagadol motzitoyin. The Mishnah is saying that this doesn't work in Yehuda, but apparently in Galil, where they're not misyach anymore, his tana v'tanas psulim will work. Now ulamai. So what are we referring to? In regards to what? Ilo isor lov Behuda my loy. So what can you say? He's saying, listen, he's coming in and saying, I know I didn't do Behuda with her, and I know that I found that she's not having Pesulim, and therefore I think she's also to me. No, Behuda, we don't believe you. That's ridiculous. Of course she's also to him. He's saying that it's a Shabbat after the Tikkun Yisurah. So it can't be regards to the Isser. El Allah, I love Sidak Subasa. So must be the issue we hear is that in Yehuda he's not believed the master of the ksuba, because we say it's possible that it's true that he's found the pesach psula because he did it. So there's no tanis psulim in that regard. But when in Galil, he'd be believed the master of the ksuba. Now the Gemara's question is, with the katoyin taino mai. So now, when he says that there's no psulim, what was his argument? His argument was that there was no dam psulim. His argument was pesach psula. My love, isn't the case talking about the katoyin tainis pesach psula? That we have, it's just his word alone, pesach psula, because whether there's dam or not, you could be mavar with the adam. Okay. So he tanis pesach psuach, and in Galil he's believed. So you see that Shmuel's din is true. Moshe says, "Lloyd, katoyin tanis damim." The case over here was that his tana wasn't a tana of pesach psuach; his tana was a tana of damim. So the damim, we can set up the whole process in vimavar, independently whether there is dam or not. They do a process of putting a mappa there, and they check before, and that nobody's high. He has a fake clean mappa, she has a fake dirty mappa, and they check the area, and afterwards they see that there's dam or there's no dam. If there's no dam, it means the psulim have been broken beforehand. She's not arguing that she was a mukas eitz or something of that sort. She's arguing she really was a psulim. Well, where is your dam? And she's not from the family, which is known not to have dam. So that's when she'll lose the ksuba. But he just said something was passive psulim, which we can't really verify independently. So his word against her word, he's not going to be believed to master the ksuba. Now it's a chiddush, like the Gemara is going to say in the next piece of Gemara. He's muhsik. He's a muhsik on the money, and he's saying that he doesn't know where the money, and we're saying he has to pay. And he's not going to be master the ksuba, even though he's tiny tennis bori and much more on the baraya. I'm saying I don't know the ksuba, but he's still not believed. Okay, so Rashi, what was the case? Let's see, Rashi. He's believed him after the ksuba, just based on his word. The time of the command mefarish chazaka inam tzarech besuda mafsidu. That there's a chazaka that he wouldn't be lying. There's even though meeker din she should win, which the more is going to talk about. Why is that? Why is that? Or the Rishonim are talk about why is that the meeker swore that she should win. But the more introduces a chazaka that if he was planning to lie and get rid of her, he could have done it yesterday, you know, 2 days ago before he the man paid for the meal. He went through this whole process of paying for the whole meal, and then he divorces her. He's not lying. If he was just lying, he would have done it then. Okay. He visits by his in-laws. The man paid for the nesu'in, the suitor's nesu'in, so it costs him a lot of money. Then he decides he doesn't like her and he divorces her. You know, so he's saying it's because there's a good reason. She was mizana. We're saying, no, maybe it's not true. If it's not true, so he's lying. So he should have lied 2 days ago and not done the nesu'in. He's saving himself all the cost of the money of the nesu'in. He's not going through the whole nesu'in and just throw it out for no good reason. Must be it's true.
Unless that first night didn't go very well. They didn't know each other very well before, whatever. Right.
He can't later on when they go to the chuppah say argument of psulim. So they were allowed the husband and wife after erusin, before nesu'in, the orusin, the rusa, to be together the yichud. And therefore, we don't know. It's possible that he himself was the one who broke the psulim. If the case was that he's arguing Isser Yehuda my loy harmer pshidali shaloi bossi alel, he's saying I know I didn't have beer with her, and therefore it must be she was mizana with somebody else. See, that's what he's saying. So we cannot verify this independently, but for vis-a-vis him, he's arguing that this woman is also to him. No, it's not true. I mean, that's ridiculous. He's saying he knows that she's vadi also to him. So of course, okay. So Mali Galil, Mali Yehuda. So why should there be any difference between Galil and Yehuda? So therefore, the Gemara says that it can't be the issue with Isser. El Alav of Sidik Suba. So it has to be the issue over here. Is he believe to make her lose the Ksuba? And therefore, Yehuda loy masid al piv. And Yehuda, we can't make him be master the allow him to be master of the ksuba. The meaning who bought allowed by erisin. So you say, yeah, but it's very possible there's no psulim, but he did it. Galil not matzitoyin, but however, Galil matzitoyin, he could argue the whole loy misyachad, they weren't misyachad, so he has a good argument. So what was the case? Isn't the case? My love, the katoin, is pesach pesuach mitzasi. The argument that he was arguing was pesach pesuach. The avogav then ate him a dover zeh. So we're in Galil, and so he's believed. Now there's no edim to verify this. We cannot verify this independently. We have no proof to his taina. We were relying on him. The mina we say ilav the kushtahu. If it wasn't true, what he's saying. Well, you mafsed tzudase. He wouldn't have wasted the meal. Im ha yosayim mitkil ha yemegarsha b'tarach pesidus nesuin. Okay, so he's not believed because he's believed because we say, but why would he waste his time to do this? So Rashi says, so that's a good argument in Yehuda as well. You know, whether he's boiled there or not boiled there, but why would he waste the whole process of the meal to just save himself that headache? So Rashi says, why not? If you're not believing in Yehuda, the chazaka still applies. What we're afraid of is that he did it and he's not aware of it. Or he did a mice which he believed was not a full mice of beer. But reality it was. So we're here, there's other, even though what he's saying, what he's claiming is he believes, he really believes, because the chazakah says he really believes it, but it doesn't mean necessarily that it's true. Okay. So that's what Rashi argues. Taisa says that connected the chazakah, the Edom Terech Sunim Afsida, we have a chazakah that if he'll be misyachah with her, Mestam he's balled out. So we have a chazakah connected the chazakah, and therefore we can't use the chazakah to allow the mafsid ksuv anymore. Okay. Okay. So the Mor says, "Loy, the Kotor in Tanis Tamin." I remember the cause of Rashi, but Rav Shani Yochel Bara and on Neman Lapsi the Ksuvasa. We could argue that just based on what he says alone, we can't allow him to be mafshir to the Ksuva. But the Duke of the Mesnisin, the Tekin and Habagil Motzi Toyin, that which you're Medak from the Mishnah, that in Galil his Tana is good, is the Toyin Tana is Domin. So what was the case that there was these people designated to help the process called the Shoshrinim? Shemish Meshuah Yisun, they checked them. There was no trickery involved. We know that he didn't hide a second mapa which was clean. She didn't hide another mapa which had dam on it. And therefore, Voloy Rob Ebay, it wasn't that the mapa was, there was dam and it got lost. We have the mapa in front of us. The Tana Bruhi, and that's clearly a valid Tana. That's why in Galil that would work. Now, so if you take a look over here on the Gilead, I don't know where you have it, but mine is on the Gilead. There's a Tosis Yishonim ala Gilead. So we want to know, why did the Gemara assume right away that the issue over here was an issue of Pesach Pesuach? And the Gemara's answer is Dinazam. What was the Shalak Vatari to Gemara? Why would I assume that that's what it is and go to that? Okay. See, if the case was this woman was an issue which she had dam, Tosfos Yishonim says. So what happens in Yehuda, right? So they had, we're saying maybe had beer with her. So there was dam then. So what would she do? The woman would immediately, show to her father what happens. So that case later on, there's a problem. She'd be able to, he'll say, well, he'll come to say, you're Mizanah. No, it wasn't. It was you. And how do I know? Here's the dam. So therefore, if he comes and argues in Yehuda dam, and she doesn't answer back that, it's indicative of the fact that even Yehuda would work. It would not be Stam Yehuda that she wouldn't respond that, and if she's not responding, that must be it's a good time even in Yehuda. But Pesach Pesuach, a woman that doesn't necessarily know that she has an argument to respond back with the dumb and where the dumb is, etc. That's what Tosfos Yishonim suggests, his first Peshat. The second Peshat, he says, all the way down at the end, that he suggests that he brings that, according to this, a Begeris, the Gemara says later on, Domim is not necessarily indicative of that. Some Begeris, the body absorbs the Dom back in. So Tana Domim doesn't work by a Begeris, because it's possible that it was called Basila, the Gemara's Lashon is. The Pesach Pesuach would still apply. So by assuming that the Tana Toma Pesach Pesuach, that applies to all women. Whereas Tana Toma would be limited to a Psula. So the Morris Habin it's referring to even to the Tana Pesach Pesuach, which allows the Mishnah to apply to all women. And the Morris answers back, no, it's only talking about Tana Toma, it's talking about a Psula where there would be Tana Toma. Okay. So So Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel says that from the Mishnah alone, I wouldn't have this raya. But that's what we're answering to Rabbi Yosef. But the Maaser Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel says that he's believed the Maaser of the Ksuva because, like Rashi points out, there's a chazaka enam treach besurim avsidu. Okay. Okay. Itmar. Ksubas Rabbanim, both Ksubas Psula and Ksubas Amana, they're all the Rabbanims. We're massacring it. Vehem Heminu, Shim Omer Pesa Basuach Matsosi Neman. But they gave the Baal the Nemanis to Tainas Pesa Basuach. Okay. Okay. The Mor says that in Kain Ma'il Chomim to count them. So we understand that if the Chomim gave him their monis, so what they accomplished with the Takana, the purpose of the Takana was to protect the woman that she shouldn't be easily divorced. And here they're undermining that.
Well, but he only has that taina for a short while, right?
Correct, but at least at the beginning, the beginning of the marriage, they're undermining the process. Amarava, Chazaka Enam Terech Besudim Avsidim. Now, the passage of the Gemara that it's the purpose of this Chazaka wasn't to give him the monis. The purpose of the chazaka was to tell us why we're not worried about it happening. Right? Right? We're saying, like, Chomer Masak and the Ksuba. So, well, you know, if he can just easily dismiss the Ksuba, so what do we accomplish? The answer is he won't do that. Right? The reason why he's believed, according to the piece of Gemara, was Heim Heminu. They believed him. Right, let's see the first Rashi. Let's see the Rashi's. Chama Tigna Elisha, climber. Now, so Ranachar Mishmuel saying, Ihavoi Ksuba Deraisa. If Ksuba is Deraisa, Loihavi Neman Lafkiya, Elabaitis Yudua. To take off a Chi of Deraisa, the Torah is Machai of him. So that's all different type of ball game. That's like you find, for example, there's a Gemara. We'll come up over here later on, but the main sukkah is in the first parak in Bava Metzia. That a chi of bezdin, you can't say mitzvah mechavela b'raya connected it. Once bezdin mechayev something, so he can't say mitzvah mechavela b'raya. So a chi which the Torah would place upon the person, he can't argue mitzvah mechavela b'raya. The Torah is mechayev. You have a chi of until you discharge your chi of. You're the one who has to prove that you're not mechayev in the discharge your chi of. So he would have to come with an aid, something which is verifiable independently. Tainus domim, we can see, etc. But Tainus says, well, mehechates, he should say such a thing. That's Ksuba's deraisa. But it's not, such a Shmuel. Abu Ksubasa is Chachamim Tiknua. And therefore, Heimamu Veheimamru. They set it up, they can set up whoever they want. Heim Shetiknua. They who set up the Chi of Ksuba also set Amru Shunem and Lafsida after Tainus Pesach Besuach. So they can allow the Pesach Besuach to be mapped to the Ksuba. Im Kain should be Yoda Lafkiya. So, but if so, he could undermine, just remove the Chi of Ksuba like that. Ma'il Chomin to count and Shetitul Ksuba. So what they accomplish? The answer is Chazak Enam Trech Besudim Lafsida. Ein Lachu Shehitun Adam Kain. We're not worried about it. It's happening. Ella Ba'emis. The only case it would happen is a case where it should be people. He should be believed. If he's doing it based on the fact that he dislikes her and he's lying, he could have divorced her beforehand. Okay. The pasuk of this Gemara is mashma that the chi of ksuba doesn't kick in until the nesuin. So he has an argument. I could divorce her 3 days ago, not paying ksuba at all. So why should I go through the meal and then divorce her and have to deal with the ksuba? So I'll make up this lie, right? Right? But if the chiyuv ksuba kicked in already 3 days ago, so the guy said, listen, ksuba costs 200 zuz, a meal costs 25. So it's worth it to make a meal for 25 and to get my chazak and be believed and save 200. So obviously, the tariff is beforehand at zero, and now it's 200. And he saved 200 by spending 25, but he could have got zero. So what are you doing it for? So the part of this Gemara is mashal, the chiyuv ksuba doesn't kick in until then. So this Gemara says pretty explicitly the ksuba is there, but Tosafos over here raises the question that we have in our ksubas, we write kesi zubi mosin the chos lachim midaraisa. That's the nusach we use in our ksuba. Now the Sephardi ksuba doesn't have that. It's not say midaraisa because ksuba is their bonnet. Right? But we have the nusach which we use in our ksuba. We say the chos lachim midaraisa. So how do we understand if we have a Sephardi Gemara saying that we have this? Like the Gemara saying, "For the Rapasha, the Ksuba is the Rabbanon." So Tosafos asks the Kash. Tosafos comes up a few places in Shas. So Tosafos brings that even though we're saying like that, Rosh Hashanah Gamliel holds that Ksuba is the Raisa, and we pass like Rosh Hashanah Gamliel. So it's a Mishnah later on. Rosh Hashanah Gamliel says the Chiyuv Ksuba is the Raisa. So therefore, we pass along like Rosh Hashanah Gamliel. And Echanami, this Gemara is not like Rosh Hashanah Gamliel. Tosafos brings another Gemara, which master that's the rice, etc. But this, so he points out that we discussed this or not. In Yevamah's beginning of the 10th parak, the Gemara says, "My time is tchilin rabbanon ksuba." So that's a stam gemara with no emara talking. It's not a stam gemara talking. What's the reason why chomer masak and ksuba? What does that mean? Ksuba is the raisa. So Tosafos says it's talking about a case of an amana. Everybody agrees that ksuba is amana, the rabbanan. Okay. There's a big nafkamina whether ksuba is the raisa, ksuba is the rabbanan. So because the Gemara says in kedushin that when we calculate chiyuvim deraisa, we calculate based on what's something called kesef suri. We calculate chiyuvim derabbana, we calculate what's called kesef medina. Kesef medina is 1/8 of kesef suri. So a shekel or a zuz of kesef suri is 8 times bigger than a zuz of kesef medina. When he holds 200 zuz, does he hold 200 zuz kesef suri, 200 zuz kesef medina? That's a trendesnaf gemina. It could be different between, you know, what's 8 times more or not. So by putting our chiyuv ksuba deraisa in the ksuba, we're saying that he's paying her the larger coins, not the smaller coins. That being said, that's the tosafos over here. That not that we get into halacha lemaisa, then it's not necessarily everybody agrees with this psak of the tosafos. The ksuba is deraisa, you know, the Shulchan Aruch holds ksuba is derabanan. So the chiyuv ksuba is less, 1/8, and even the Rashkenazim is not necessarily partial how we paskin. Even when we write lashon ksuba midaraisa in the ksuba, doesn't necessarily mean that he can collect from a kesef tsuri. She can collect from a kesef tsuri or not. So that's halacha lemaisa that gets sticky.
And how does the Ramah?
The Ramah goes to Tosafos, but once you get to the Nice Academy over there, it's not so posh. I don't remember all the details of it. Okay. Tana. The Bryce says, since the ksuba is a knas chachamim, the more is going to jump on that phrase in a second. Since it's a din d'rabbanan, losigalim in a zibaris. So since it's a din d'rabbanan, so when she collects some karka, so there's 3 types of karka. There's idis, which is the best type of karka. There's beninis, which is the middle. And the zibaris, which is the lowest grade of karka. So the chiyuv was only the rabbanon. The she only has the right to collect from ziburis in the lowest grade of character. Mars says kanasa, my kanasa. It's not a kanaz. What kanas are we giving him to him? It's not like a kanas, we're giving him a kanas because he divorced her. That's not the point. So the Tanakhama of the Brisa says that the Ksuba is Drabana. And therefore the Khib is only from Zibaris. Ksuba is Hishaminatar. Ksuba is the Raisa. And therefore, the right to collect would not be only from Zibaris. She would have a right to collect from Edis, the best karka. Did Rishon Gamliel really say the Chiyuv Ksuba is the Raisa? Well, Tanya, Pasuk says Kesef Yishkol Kamar Psulis. Man is mafata a psula to have beer with him. So Pasuk says that he has to marry her. If the father does not want him to marry her, suppose it says Kesef Yishkol Kamar Psulis. So he has to pay Kesef Kamar Psulis. According to the Shehei Zeh Kamar Psulis. So the case over here will be like the amount of Kamar Psulis. The Kamar is the Kamar Matan, the amount that you pay for a Psula. So what's that? By Ma'anes, the man, in the case of the man was Mafata, the girl, he convinced her. And so she willingly, after being committed, she willingly submitted to the bia. There's a case of Ma'an is a man who forcibly has bia with a woman. The law is he has to pay kesef no matter what, whether he marries her or not. By Mafat, he only has to pay kesef if they don't marry. The father says he doesn't want her to marry him, and therefore then they don't marry. He has a chiyuv to marry her. The father has the right to say no. That's true by Ma'anis also. He has a chiyuv to marry her. The father has the right to say no. But by Ma'anis, the money is paid either way. And by Mefata, the money is only paid if the father says no. But the Torah says you pay Kamar Psulis, like the payment. The Torah doesn't say an amount by Mefata. It says by Ma'anis, it says 50 shkolim, which is 200 zuz. There's 4 zuz in a shekel. In a shekel of the Torah, there's 4 zuz. In the shekel of the Rabbanan, there's only 2 zuz. The Chum used the word shekel referring to a different coin, but the shekel of the Torah has 4 zuz in it, so 200 zuz. The Torah says that's what you pay for a psula. Shezak Kamar psula, so where a psula is kazet. So we learn out halachas from Mefata to Ma'anis, and from halachas from Ma'anis to Mefata. So they're the same. Then the Brisa continues and says, Mikan Samchu Chachamim Leksumas Yishim in a Torah. But since they use the lashon of Mara Psulis, so it calls it a Mayer. A Mayer was a payment that they would give as a matana for a Psulis. Not a matana, but there's a Knas by Ma'anis. So the Torah uses the lashon of Mayer Psulis. It must mean that that's like this. There's another scenario where you pay for a Psula as a Mayer, as a matana. What is that? That's the case of a Ksuva. The man for the right to marry a psula would normally pay 200 zuz. That's a chiyuv ksuba.
What's the word samchu doing here? I mean, why isn't it just like, you know, amru? I mean, it sounds like it's not such a great raya.
Correct. In other words, it's possibly not clearly discussing ksuba at all. It's discussing Mara Psulis. It could be referring to what it says by Ma'anis. But the fact that Torah uses Lashon HaMayer, it seems to indicate that this is what it is. The Brisa continues and says, Shimon Gamliel Omer, ksuba hi shein, let me divrei Torah. It's Rabbanon. Okay. So now we have a steer of Shimon Gamliel, because in the previous Brisa, Shimon Gamliel said it's the Rais. So my answer is Epoch. We have to switch the opinions around on this Brisa, and have Rishon Gamliel being the Tanakhama of this Brisa. And the Chomer is saying back, it's on the Rabbanim. The Mor says, So how did you know that the first Braisa, which has Rav Shimon Wheel saying as the Raisa, is the correct version, and you have to then amend the second one because of the first one. Maybe it's the other way around. The second Braisa is the definitive version of what Rav Shimon Wheel holds, and you should amend the first one because of the second one. The Mora says, no. So we have another Mishnah which says that Rav Shimon holds the Raisa. So we have two Braises, one saying holds the Raisa, one holds the Rabbanan. And I have a Mishnah that says he says the Raisa. So that's going to be obviously going to be definitive. Now, where does he say that in the Mishnah that the Kli of Ksuv is the Raisa? So he doesn't say it, it in so many words, but we have the following. Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Noisin Lo Mimos, Kaput Kiyo. I'm sorry? Yeah. Right? So we have a Mishnah later on that says that Rav Shimon Gamliel says that he has to pay for Mimos Kaputzkia. Now, the money in Kaputzkia was a higher cost than the money in Eretz Yisrael. So the Mishnah discusses the case where a man married a woman in Eretz Yisrael, and then they moved to Kaputzkia and he divorced her in Kaputzkia. Does he pay 200 zoos of Kaputzkia money or 200 zoos of Eretz Yisrael money? Right? Being Eretz Yisrael money being less. And the Mishnah costs the opposite case also. He marries in Kaputzkia and he divorces her in Eretz Yisrael. So what does he pay? So the Mishnah says the case where he marries her is in Kaputzkia, and then he moves to Eretz Yisrael. So he pays her the money of Eretz Yisrael. He marries her in some mutzka, but he pays her the money of Eretz Yisrael. He always pays her the less amount. Shimon Mill says, no, he has to pay the higher amount. He pays her the malls of Kaputzkia. In a case where he married her in Kaputzkia and moved to Eretz Yisrael, he has to pay her the money of Kaputzkia, because since the Chiyuv is a Chiyuv Shibud, which kicked in at the time of the marriage, the Shibud was a Shibud of money of Kaputzkia, and that can't change. So he has to calculate, he has to pay her now, compare with whatever coins he wants, but he has to pay her the amount equal to the amount that would, of the cost of 200 zoos of Kaputzkia. So the more understands that didn't, the reason why the Chomer Mekel is because they hold Ksubas Drabbana. So that Chiyuv kicks in B'shas, it's not a real Shibud. It's a Chiyuv B'shas, he divorces her to pay this Chiyuv. And the Rav Shimon Gamliel holds it's a Chiyuv, it's a Shibud, which is Nishtabed, like any other type of loan. And therefore it kicks in as soon as the time of the marriage, and it's in the higher amounts. So you see, old Ksuv is the Rice. Okay.
Why do we decide? Why is this the tiebreaker in terms of deciding, you know, which one to flip? I mean, is it because it's, you know, two against one, or is it because it's a Mishnah?
Mishnah. If you boys say Makula Rishon Gamliel, another way to answer the stira is by saying that this second brisa is the whole. It's not the way we understood it, the Tanakhama, and Rav Shimon Gamliel arguing on the Tanakhama, but the whole thing is Kul Rav Shimon Gamliel. The Chasur Matzor Vachik Tani. The Braisa really has another piece in it, which by adding that piece, we'll understand how it can be all Rav Shimon Gamliel. Vachik Tani starts off with the Pasuk, etc. We count some Chachamim the Ksuvas Yishim in Atar. Ksuvas Almana, and even the Ritaral, and even the Ritaral. So now, what was missing in the version of the Braisa before was Ksubas Almana. That's the one that Rabbanan. Shreva Shimon Gamliel Omer, Ksubas Almana, Eina Medivri Torah, Ela Medivri Sofer. So Shreva Shimon Gamliel says, Ksubas Isha is only, is not Medivri Torah, Medivri Sofer, it's referring to Ksubas Almana. Okay. The Zak Rashi. Element is Yivaris. In Bas Ligdu was Ksubasa, if she's coming to collect the Ksuba, Vyesha Idis Mizibaras Ubaninis, and he has different fields, different levels of quality. Yeah, this is the best. Zibaris is the worst. Ben is in the middle. And you can learn more. Tainly Idris or Ben is Bishabia. So obviously, she won't get the same size field. She'll get the value. But a field of Idris worth 200 zoos, even though it's smaller, it's still more value. In a certain sense, it's more valuable than a field of Zibaris, which is worth 200 zoos. If he wants to hear a Zibaris for the value of the Ksuba, he has a right to do that. My Kanasa, what's the Kanasa? What did he do wrong? What did he do wrong? We're saying, well, we're giving him a Kanas. He says, Ksuba Zisha is the Raisa, and that's based on the Pasuk we were going to bring in a second. Kesav Yishkol, but Mefata Nemar. So, positive Kesav Yishkol Gemara Psulis is written by Mefata. It says Gemara Psulis, which means Ha'omer b'Ma'anes is a Psula. The Torah says by case of Ma'anes, in Parshas Kiseitze, it says that the Pasuk says Konso Kosev Nun Kesef B'Shvil Marab B'Suleha. The Torah gave him a Kanas of 50 Kesef because of the advantage of having taken advantage of her psulim, living with the psulim. So we learn out from one to the other, from mafata to ma'anis, and ma'anis to mafata. She'ezer k'mar psulis. Now, what's the limit? Hikish akos of k'nas and mafata, k'nas and onis. The Turk equated the two, mafata and onis, together. Malahal nun, afkan nun. By Ma'anis it says 50 kesef. Here it says 50 kesef. Here it's 50 kesef as well. Now, what do you learn from a fatah to Ma'anis? My kesef, omer kan shkolim, dechsev yishkol, havaldon shkolim, dulotema mo'ois. It says 50 kesef. I don't know what 50 kesef means. What size coin? Torah used over here the word yishkol. So yishkol is not being used just to mean to weigh it, but it means simply to give, to be, pay out shkolim. So we understand that the 50 kesef, whether it's 50 shkolim. Mikan samku midakar le moyar, but the Torah uses the word moyar to indicate that the ksuba is the rice. Mos would be zuz. Mos is also another word for zuz. A mo and a zuz are the same thing. So zuz is 1/4 of a shekel. It would be. So a shekel of Torah. So we could have said 50 kesef meant 50 zuzim. What? The Torah says when it says b'ma'anis, chemishim kesef. It just says kesef. It doesn't say what type of kesef. So I could mistakenly believe it's referring to a zuz of kesef, not a shekel of kesef. It says by mefata, it says the word yishkol. So I understand that we're talking about shkolim. So I understand when it says 50 kesef by ma'anis, it doesn't mean 50 zuzim, it means 50 shkolim, which is 4 times greater. It would be 200 zuz. Good? Nazlam amos kaputkia. Perpasu tanan. Nasa isha merits a silver girsha be kaputkia. If a man marries a woman in Eretz Yisrael and then divorces her in kaputkia. So he pays her with from the lighter, the smaller coin. The Eretz Yisrael coin. Well, that's Mistabra, because he got the Chiyuv kicked in when he married her in Eretz Yisrael. So his Shiblon was based on Kesef of Eretz Yisrael. Fine. However, Mishnah continues, says, Nasa Isha Bekaputkia, Begirsha Eretz Yisrael, Nasa Mimos Eretz Yisrael. So, if he married her in Kaputkia, divorces her in Eretz Yisrael, he pays her with Eretz Yisrael money. Minyuna cost of Ksuva, the amount of money written in the Ksuva, but he pays her with the coins of Eretz Yisrael, the Zina Lakula. So we're going to be lenient on the man and let him pay the smaller amount. Shirin Lil Armor, Noisalomi Mos Kaputkia, Shinishtabit Behen, Kishar Milva. He got a Shibu like any other Milva, it's a full fledged Shibu. It kicks in at the time when he wrote the Ksuva. And then that was a Chiyuv in Mos of Kaputkia. The Ksuba Ksuba is the Raisa. Since Ksuba is the Raisa, it's a full-fledged Shibud like any other Shibud. So the Shibud is Chal immediately if there's a divorce. And therefore the Chiv is going to be based on a larger coin. That's what he's in Niskayev. He was in Niskayev. Okay. So now, just Tosis over here, Nosim Moskaputkia. Tosis at the end brings the Rishalmi. See, so grapples the following question. Right. So the passage, the reading of the Mishnah. He says the word, you know, he's kind of a mouth of shkolim, and that mouth of shkolim depends in any country wherever you are, wherever they call a shekel. Mepeh ha-yotze. So the question is the mepeh ha-yotze in Kaputkir the mepeh ha-yotze in Eretz Yisrael? If you learn that our goal really is to go back to the shekel of the Torah, the shekel HaKadosh of the Torah, the shekel of the Torah, evaluate how much silver that was, and then give out that amount of silver, depending on where they are, right? So then, what's an afkamina most to put in Moritz Yisrael? The only afkamina is what coins you use, but the amount of the value amount will never change, right? Whatever we calculate the value to be, so if the value of the shkol of Moritz Yisrael has become smaller than the value of the shekel of the Torah, so he'll have to give more than 200 shkol of Moritz Yisrael. And the value of the shkolim in Kaputki is greater than the value of 200 zuzim, not shkolim, 50 shkolim of the Torah, 200 zuzim of the Torah. So then there wasn't zuzim of the Torah, but there was shkolim. He'll give 50 shkolim of the Torah, which is less than 50 shkolim of Kaputki. He'll only give 40, I don't know. So what's this whole discussion? So he brings the Yerushalmi as a machlokes in regards to this. Tosis grapples with this question. So he brings that the Yerushalmi says, "Remuna b'shem Shmuel or b'shekel haKodesh," which means based on the shekel of the Torah. Rabbi Abba Barbuna remembered Be'ah Yotze b'chein Mas kihalsim kachamam b'roy. Now, but even some Be'ah Yotze, Tosis grapples with. We do have a concept of the Morse that they actually. There were times where there was an actual change in the value of the coin. There was Masiv Shtus. They added a Shtus into the value of a coin, etc. Which Tosis says, if that becomes a standardized change, that becomes the coin now. That I'm asking to. So you don't go back to the Kesef of the Torah on that point. But if one country happens to have a larger coin or a smaller coin, that's not going to change anything. That's what the Bryce is saying. That no, if this becomes the coin of the shekel of the, if this is used in this country to refer to the shekel, referencing back to this is what we call now the shekel. The shekel changed over the years, but it's still called the shekel. That's the coin that you have to use. So that'd be my Be'ah Yotze. In America, we don't have a coin called a shekel, so that would become irrelevant. Then we would go back to, as far as we know, what the value that the Chachamim expected it to be. The Rambam says no; that it's calculated based on Kesef of the Torah. The Kesef of the Torah. So we're going to calculate it based on the amount of Kesef that was, and that's how you evaluate your Ksuba. There is a sheet in Halacha which says that you evaluate it. Maybe a Yotze means even more than this. Means the reason why there's different values of coins within the country itself could be the buying power of the coin was equal in Kaputskia and Eretz Yisrael. A Zuz bought your loaf of bread in both places. I don't know, more than that probably. 200 Zuz was a. But the point was that when you move from one country to another country, there was more kesef one versus the other. So the Mabea Yotze means based on what 200 Zuz is a year's worth of living. So the correct way to calculate a ksuba is
200
zuz was a year's worth. The more it says 200 zuz was a person could live on 200 zuz in a year. Have it cover their food, clothing, shelter. It would cover their needs for a year. So we should calculate in every country what is the cost of living for, however you define that definition. And that's the value of 200 zuz. That's what value I'd say. So there's such a sheet in Allah also. So nothing becomes easy.